We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. And we pray that our unity may one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
A very pleasant good morning. Welcome to the morning devotions brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and Turks and Caicos Islands for Wednesday, the 11th day of October, 2023. I am Deacon Howard Bethel, Assistant Curate at the Great Parish of St. Agnes, located in Baines and Grants Town, Nassau, New Providence. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have surrounded us with a great cloud of witnesses. Grant that we, encouraged by the good example of your servant Philip, may persevere in running the race that is set before us, until at last we may, with him, attain your eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew, the 28th chapter, beginning at the 18th verse. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to you. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." The Gospel of Christ. Praise to Christ our Lord. My brothers and sisters in Christ, today in the life of the Church, we celebrate the life and legacy of Saint Philip, known as Philip the Deacon and Evangelist. He was a significant figure in the early Church of Christ. We first encounter Philip in the book of Acts, where he is chosen as one of the seven deacons appointed to assist with the distribution of food to the widows in the early Christian community. However, Philip's role extended far beyond practical service, as he also played a crucial part in spreading the gospel. He fearlessly proclaimed the message of Jesus Christ and performed miracles, including healing the sick and casting out demons. Philip's ministry extended beyond Jerusalem as he traveled to Samaria and even had a profound encounter with the Ethiopian eunuch, leading to his conversion. St. Philip's life exemplifies dedication, humility, and a passionate commitment to fulfilling the Great Commission and making him an inspiring example for all believers throughout history. Therefore, this morning, I would like to take a brief moment to draw your attention to the Gospel of Matthew. We find in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 19 a powerful verse known as the Great Commission, in which Jesus gave his final instructions to his disciples before ascending to heaven. In these few words, Jesus encapsulates the essence of his mission and purpose for his followers. As we meditate on this verse, we are reminded of our own calling as believers to go and make disciples of all nations. The first word that stands out in this verse is go. Jesus is not calling his disciples to remain stagnant and or confined within the walls of a church building, but he is challenging them to step out of their comfort zones and engage with the world around them. This command to go applies to us today as well. We are called to be active participants in spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. It may involve stepping into unfamiliar territories, engaging with diverse cultures, or simply reaching out to those in our immediate circles who do not yet know him. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we live in a country who is in need of the good news of Christ. Each and every day we hear reports of the challenges we face as a nation, and we are all called to be active participants in God's mission to create that positive change. Yes, we are called to attend church regularly, and yes, we are called to study God's word and build our personal spiritualities. But we are also called to spread the message of love to everyone that we come in contact with. The second part of this verse emphasizes the act of making disciples. It goes beyond merely sharing the gospel, but it involves investing time in ourselves and in the lives of others, walking alongside them and helping them grow in their faith. Discipleship is a lifelong process that requires intentional relationships, teaching and mentoring and modeling the character of Christ within others and ourselves. We are called to be instruments of transformation in the lives of others as we guide them closer to Jesus and help them become more like Him. You see, the four walls of the church is only a gathering place that we should use to fill our spiritual cups, so that when we leave, we can take it and pour out the message of Christ to every corner of our immediate communities. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we are called to a life that embodies Christian discipleship and discipline. And as we journey throughout this life, everyone we encounter should know that we are Christians by our love. Furthermore, Jesus instructs his disciples to baptize those who respond to the gospel in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Baptism represents the public declaration of one's faith and initiation into the body of believers. It symbolizes dying to our old selves and being raised to new life in Christ. As we fulfill the Great Commission, it is essential to remember that our roles does not end with sharing the message of salvation, but also extends to help new believers take that next step in their spiritual journey. We all have a responsibility as Christians to promote Christian progress in everyone. We are all called to be a living example of Christ, sharing our testimonies of God's grace in our lives to all, helping to strengthen them along life's winding way. And as we reflect on Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, let us be reminded that the Great Commission is not solely reserved for pastors, missionaries, or evangelists. It is a charge given to every follower of Christ. Each one of us has a role to play in fulfilling the command by God. Whether we proclaim the gospel through our words, actions, or both, we can impact lives for eternity by pointing others to Jesus. May we embrace the Great Commission with boldness, compassion, and a genuine desire to see lives transformed by the power of the gospel. Let us be obedient to Jesus' call to go and make disciples, knowing He promises to be with us always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Thank you once again for listening in, and we ask that you please share with your family and friends. Have a blessed day.
We are called to make choices. We respond with our love. We are called to make choices. We respond with our love. And together with wisdom, she'll connect.